a bit more of a bigger hit. He got to number 65 on Billboard's pop charts. And the band featured, of course, Tom Cochrane, who went on to a fairly lucrative solo career, considered a somewhat of a Canadian icon, at least in Canada these days. Ken Greer was on guitar, Jeff Jones on bass, Peter Boynton on keyboards, and Rob Baker on the drums. What else? Yeah, it was a Canadian band. They were formed in 1975. And Tom's still going. Guys, I see him popping up here and there. We're not going to play the whole album because we don't really have time. But we do. I'm going to play side one of that. And if you may have noticed, it is a little crackly. That's because it's ripped from vinyl. And vinyl is a thing. Just ask DJ Billy, who has a show right here on the House of Prog on Saturday afternoons. He plays 8 tracks and vinyl. It amazing. Low tech, but high in a high tech world. Hope you are doing all right wherever you are in the world. Big hello to Rick and Phil G over there in the UK, and my friend Isabel in North Vancouver, who may be on riding her bike on this lovely Friday. It's a little cool. It got down to 6 degrees here in Vancouver overnight. So it's getting down there. It's getting to that middle of October where it's starting to get, that coolness. I've had a problem with mice. You can tell it's cold because the mice come inside. They've been out all summer, and now they're coming in. I'm on my 3rd mouse, and the bloody thing kept me awake all night. It's in my bedroom, scurrying about. Woke me up at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. I've got a humane trap out there for it. I've already caught 2. This is the most I've ever had in my house. Anyway, sidetracking as usual. Irrelevant and relevant, that's what I talk about on this show. All right, let's move on. Enough of my babbling about mice. This is Red Rider from their album As Far As Siam, right here on the Transatlantic Express and House of Prog. This is a track called Only Game in Town. Here we go with Mr. Tom Cochrane.
Yeah, I'd walk those streets, I'd walk the streets alone. And though it was a long way from my home, didn't know many faces. Some they look like stone, some like hungry jackals, ragged to the bone. But I'd go on believing it was only a state of mind. And then my love would appear, she would chat him a bit of mine. Only came in town. You are the only game. I would look forward to the times I loved the best, and now I treat each moment as if it was my last. You can't lock your love away or hide your heart like a fool. You gotta always be afraid of letting the pistons cool. Come around. I hope you feel better. Didn't mean to bring you down. Cause there ain't no hidden treasure. There ain't no pot of gold. There ain't no rags to riches. With the rugged soul, only give me time.
I left my baby. Whoa, overseas. I'm sure gonna get her back someday.
My new little friend, I met her at the edge on a Monday night.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM. You are listening to the House of Prog, and a classic album from Yes that I've never actually listened to. I don't mind admitting that. And I'm liking what I'm hearing because it's hitting that right in between classic Yes from the 70s and the band it was going to be in the 80s. And of course that was because it's released in 1980 and features, of course, Trevor Horn on vocals, Jeff Downes on keyboards, replacing John Anderson and Rick Wakeman. Otherwise, the band is the same. It's got Steve Howe on guitars and, of course, Alan White on the drums. Did I forget anybody? All right. Chris Squire on bass. The late, great Chris Squire. Chris Squire is the 10th album from Yes, released on the 22nd of August 1980 on Atlantic. And it was recorded in a bit of a hurry because they'd already got a tour booked when Anderson and Wakeman had decided to depart. So they had to hurry up and get it done. So it's interesting. The album, it says, marked a development in the Yes musical direction, combining the band's progressive signature with Horn and Downes' new wave sensibilities. And that's what we're hearing. And it was recorded at Townhouse Sound and East Studios in London. Where are they? Blah, 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 blah. On Atlantic. Now, it was produced by Eddie Orford, who, of course, was classic progressive rock producer over the years through the 70s. Now, I have a connection to Eddie Orford, and I'm going to just kind of say this, and it's, you know, it's in the days before Facebook, because, you know, now we're all connected. But Eddie Orford's sister is a lawyer, or she was when I knew her, in Calgary, Alberta. And my ex-wife is from, originally from England, but knew Eddie Orford's sister, whose name I can't remember. But in 2002, they took us all on holiday to, I think it would have celebrated her 40th birthday, and shipped us all to Cuba for a week. And I had a big family back then. There was five of us. And, so six of us. Oh, pardon, yeah. So we were in Cuba for a week, at courtesy of the Orford family, or at least the part of it. Anyway, that's my connection. I've never met her since, and I honestly can't remember her name. But, yeah, I was told, she's related to a famous music producer. And I said, well, who's that? And he said, Eddie Orford. Well, there you go. It's a small world after all. Been listening to the man's music over the years, and we're listening to it again today. So the tracks you heard so far are Man in a White Car, Tempest Fugit, and this is from the 2008 remastered version. So we're going to continue with more from this album. The next track up is Run Through the Lake. I'm not playing it in album order, mainly because I don't have the time to kind of sort them all out. But this next track is, it's in there. Like, I think some of the sessions from these albums need to be released. I do have, while I'm sidetracking, as I often do, the Thin Lizzy recent release of Johnny the Fox and Jailbreak sessions. And I believe they're fairly complete. Because you got to remember, back in those days, some of the albums barely scraped over 34 minutes. And that's what this album is. It's only like 36 minutes long, even though they could put out albums that were 45 minutes long. Long before CDs hit the market and extended that to almost an hour. So there's a lot of tracks in those days have ended up on the editing room floor. Complete, and done and just said, no, we just don't have the time or on the vinyl for that. And so that's why there's a lot of re-releases now of albums like Jailbreak and Johnny the Fox. Now, I've not even got around to opening that album yet, so that collection. It's sitting on my shelf waiting to have the plastic covers ripped off, and I don't like doing that. I've still got a few albums that I've never actually done that with, especially when I spend a lot of money, because this collection was $128 off Amazon. Anyway, let's move on. Run Through the Light is the next up. You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1 FM. The name of the show is Transatlantic Express. We go every Friday live on the House of Prog, 12 till 2 Pacific. We also go on CJSF 90.1 FM locally here in Vancouver on Tuesdays, 10 till 12, 10 p.m. till 12 in the evening. And then again on Thursday morning, 7 till 9. All right. This is Yes. We're finally getting to it after me nattering on. This is a track called A Run Through the Light.
And all she offered me were dreams. Of all the moments spent together, that moves like never-ending streams.